Hey everyone, it's Corey, and before we get into the episode, I want to tell you about some really cool things we have coming up. The first one is we are putting up a new episode on our Patreon, and it is a doozy of an episode. It's our season 5 finale, and it's an interview with Kristen Davis. Now, here's the thing. This episode is going to go up on our regular podcast feed. It'll go up in 2 weeks from whenever this episode was published. So it's going to go up in 2 weeks. You're still going to get it on the regular podcast. But if you want to listen to it early, it's available for Patreon subscribers right now. And then it will come out for everyone. And also, there's a lot of other great stuff on the Patreon, too. There's a few other episodes up there. And we do some fan mail stuff. It's great. But the Kristen Davis one is up there. And it is so good. It's such a great episode. She talks for an hour. She tells us about her audition stories. So many great things on there. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we're still doing watch parties. Tune into our Instagram and our Twitter. We'll tell you when the watch parties are. We have some really great guests coming up for that. And then the other thing is that it's March Madness. So follow along with March Madness. And this was our first episode about March Madness. It was so much fun. And the tournament's just going to get even more heated. Some crazy upsets in this one. So enjoy the episode and go check out that Patreon. Get that Kristen Davis episode early if you want it. It'll be up here in 2 weeks, like we said. All right, bye. Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys watch their way through Sex and the City for the first time ever, mostly. I'm Corey Cavan.
I'm Kevin James Doyle.
My name is John Sieber, and we're coming at you from quarantine.
That's right. Q-Town.
Q-Town.
This is major digital. We are separated only physically, but not emotionally or electronically.
That's right.
We have set up, we're recording this thing individually from our quarantine pods, our three apartments, and we are looking at each other on an internet call right now. You might even be able to see that internet call. Who knows? But we're together yet apart.
It's now pretty impressive.
We all have digital backgrounds. We might be interrupting each other a lot, but that's okay.
That's okay. We're going to get used to it.
We're
going to
figure it out. And
right now, I have AirPods in one ear. I have Apple regular phones in another ear. I have my laptop open. I have my iPad, and I have my phone to put up some Instagram stories. We are. This is just like a full on home base for all of us. It's so much electronics.
Yeah, it's so many electronics, and yeah, we've got all of these things together. There's like a spare dongle lying on my kitchen table right now. There's a lot going on right now.
Well, let's go through and do our backgrounds first, because Zoom allows you to do backgrounds. My background is Mr. Big and Aiden.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Passing back and forth a muddy basketball, because this is, after all, named after a basketball tournament, and that was one of the greatest rivalries in basketball, Sex and the City history.
And we might actually see it.
Muddy basketball fight.
Yeah, that's true. My background is, I'll move for anyone that may be watching. It's Carrie Bradshaw in her apartment. She is, I was going to say blogging, but she's writing because blogs didn't exist then. But it's basically, I would say Carrie is like one of the great sports writers of the time, you know, the people that cover the tournament, like
she's on the beat.
Or someone like that. Yeah, she's going to the post game show right now talking about all that. I really wanted to try to get the tantric when they went to see the tantric woman. I really wanted to try to get that background, but that one's a little bit censored on the internet, so we can't find that one.
That's right. And my camera is a lot shittier than all of yours, because yours is like actually putting your face in the picture. Mine is just kind of, I look like the Predator. Like I'm kind of like blurred into the background, but I'm at a slumber party. I'm slumbering, laying on a bed with the gals, and we're dishing right now.
John, you're just a gecko. You're just a little gecko who's meshing in with his background.
Yeah, except what's funny is my green coat in the background, like if I move, appears like very, very obvious.
Oh, yeah, that's true. John's a Carrie Melian right now.
I am a Carrie Melian.
All right, so let me break down how this episode's going to go. Because we're going to get through this, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But basically, we're going to break down all of all the entire first round. So that's going to be 32 competitions that are going down, and we're going to read through them as we go. And then we're going to do another one of these episodes for the next round. This is going to be 32 matchups. Each one is as exciting as the next. And we were going to line these up, as we've said before, with the basketball games. So this would have been whoever wins the basketball game. But since that's not happening, John actually painstakingly went through to try to figure out what is a way that we could truly show the advantage that Big or Aiden or Harry or Smith has as a first seed, because that is the best. Okay, first seed is the best. Yes. And we didn't want it to just, it can't just be 50-50, because you don't want 15 seed, 16 seed Fry or Fuck to just have an even score against, you know, against
Richard.
Smith.
Right.
Yeah. And so John went through and he tried to break down a way with six dice or with five dice, John?
We're using five dice, five six-sided dice.
So we're using five dice, and that allows each person, since there's six-sided dice, to get up to 30 points. And John went through, and he did a whole bunch of tests, and we tried to figure out a way that it would be fair, because a lot of upsets happen in March Madness in real life. Yep. And so, John, without up to the point that you confuse yourself, go ahead and explain so everyone knows this is fair and we're doing it live, that the system you came up with, so that people trust us. We don't want this to be a La La Land Moonlight situation.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you a little bit how we're going to do this. We're going to use the example of Skipper versus Aaron, the dirty talker, who Miranda dated briefly. Skipper is obviously a way better boyfriend in her life. We like him all more, and he should have an advantage over the dirty talker. So the way we're going to represent this is Skipper is the third seed. We went through and seeded everyone. For Miranda, Steve is the first seed. Dr. Robert Leeds is the second seed. And Skipper would be the third seed. And Aaron is the 14th seed, so third from the bottom. So Skipper with the number 3 and Aaron with the number 14. What we're going to do is we're gonna subtract 3 from 14. So that leaves 11. So the difference between those two is 11 seeds. We're then going to divide that number by 2, divide in half. So 11 becomes 5.5. We're going to round up to 6, and then we're going to add 2. So Skipper then has an 8-point advantage over Aaron the Dirty Talker. So if Skipper rolls I roll all 5 dice and he gets a score of 8, which would be really bad, his total score then is 16. So then if Ethan rolls higher than a 16, or if he ties, tie is going to go to the underdog. If he ties or rolls higher than a 16, Aaron the Dirty Talker would beat Skipper at the number 3 seed. So that's how we're going to weight this whole thing.
And John, I'll just go ahead and break this down real quick into layman's terms, because we had a couple people, even when we were, you know, announcing this, they were even like, what is a seed? Which we totally get. Like, you might not follow sports. You might not follow March Madness. Basically, from what everything John just said and Kevin just said, I'll break it down real quick. A seed is just your rank, how you're placed in the tournament.
Yeah.
A number one seed, that's your best team. That's like your Patriots in football right now. That's mm-hmm. your Chicago Bulls in 90s basketball.
In March Madness, the first seeds are Big for Carrie, yep. Harry for Charlotte, yep. Smith for Samantha, and Steve for Miranda.
Yeah, they're your number one guys.
Where and the bottom seeds, it would be Keith Travers, who you guys for Carrie. Michael, the guy who you know, was really excited about blowjobs for Charlotte. JJ Mitchell, who she hooked up with while she was with Richard. He couldn't get it up, so he jerked off in the bathroom, would be Samantha's bottom seed. And George, the phone sex guy, would be Miranda's.
Yeah, so big, like, our main dudes are the number ones. The more forgotten dudes are the number 16s. And we've worked out a way, like John was saying, that they're going to be fair fights for how major someone is in the series versus how unmajor someone is in the series.
And just to chime in, as complicated as this is, a seed is also potentially the beginning of a relationship. And if you water that correctly, it could blossom.
And actually going off of Kevin, going off of that joke, actually you are absolutely right in the sense that the number one seeds, if we're going with like what a seed would be, the number one seeds are the ones that are the strongest seeds. Those seeds grew the strongest through a mm-hmm. lot of this series.
They have the deepest roots.
They have the deepest roots.
That's
and
right.
And then you got the seeds with not great roots. Hey, JJ, not great roots and couldn't even grow a good tree trunk, you know?
Nope.
So it's
they're just going to be scattered in the wind.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to record every single one of these. So I'm on my phone, so I'm going to be multitasking a lot. So pardon me if I'm not super engaged, but so you can check the honesty of every single dice roll. That being said, there's still room for upsets. Burger could potentially make it to the Final Four, and that's just the world that we live in. So
yep, that's true.
Now, just finally, before we get into the first matchup, I just want to say no one has ever, since we started this podcast, accused us of not taking this show seriously. But if there was even a debate, the first 10 minutes of this podcast should have put that shit to rest, because we have put more work into this than, like, literally the world is falling down around us. And we're just like on text being like, are you okay? And then we're like, I got to get away and do test rolls so we can make sure this shit is fair. There are people that are fucking relying on us to deliver a good product. So we are taking this as seriously as we can.
I just want to make sure Friar Fuck has a fair shot. That's all.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, John. He's a man of the cloth, and you know what? He deserves a fair shot just like anyone else. You know what?
All right. That being said, who should we start with? Carrie, Charlotte, Samantha, or Miranda? I'm excited.
I say we go Miranda.
Yeah, let's go Miranda first.
All right. We're starting right out of the gates then. Let me get my phone. All right,
okay.
So we're gonna dive right in, and we're gonna go ahead and do Miranda's bracket, and then we will be right back with the results.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited!
Here we go. So excited. Here we go. And we're back. We're back.
What is up?
We just watched the first games of March Madness go down, and let me tell you.
It was
some
intense.
Insane stuff happened.
Well, I don't know if we're starved for sports, like since there are no sports in the world right now, or if that's like amping up our energy. I don't think it's true. I think we put a lot of work into this bracket and a lot of work into our system, and it paid off because it was intense.
And I gotta say, like,
super intense.
I also felt it was really intense, and I also felt like it sort of brought me back to the Sex and the City characters that I really like.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you found out who you're rooting for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you mm-hmm. wanted certain people to win. Yeah, totally.
What's interesting is I'm looking at the winners right now, and we're going to reveal them soon. And the winners almost fit with the character's personality. Like,
really?
I think so. Like,
yeah, that's like, kind of true.
Carrie's is very kind of predictable. And then Samantha's, for instance, is just very volatile. There's just ups, there's downs, there's twists, there's turns. It's just, it's very interesting.
We want to say again that the thing that we described in the beginning of this episode, this is not our opinion. This is based on rolling dice. Like, we did not fix any of these things up.
And we have the proof for it. John is a gamer and involved in like lots and lots of different gaming things. And he was painstaking in his thought process to make sure that this was legit. Because we think like the more legit we take it, the more fun it is. So, also along with your character thing, John, there was also some characters that are just not even perfect characters, but they're like very perfectionist or very like, and some of those people just came in with the highest rolls ever. And then there's a few people that are kind of like bumbling characters that kind of bumbled their way into a good situation and caused a big upset. And it's like, it was fun. There's like a poetry to all of it.
Like the one that sticks up and we haven't even met him yet is Petrovsky, but I, you know, I know it based off Mikhail Brishnikov, who is Russian and he's serious and he's perfect and pristine. I mean, he had the highest role I think possible, like just absolutely crushed it. His rival John McFadden didn't even stand a chance, and that like fits with who I imagine he as a character was.
Should we
go do a review? You guys took all of the scores down. I was busy rolling and recording for proof, so I don't actually have the scores, but let's dive into it. We did Miranda's bracket first, we did Samantha's, then we did Charlotte's, and lastly we did Carrie. And the last two roles we did for Carrie were Aiden's matchups and then Big's matchups.
All right. And we have all of these matchups and all of the official roles are on the Instagram. I have the winners. I don't have the exact point system. If Corey, do you?
I have the point system for
That's fine. We have the winners. That's the main thing that matters. We're juggling a lot of things right here. So let's get down to brass tacks. First off, we got Steve versus George Phonesex, and Steve.
Went to Steve. Steve got a 25, and Phonesex got a 13 on that one.
So,
Steve came through really strong, and you know Steve's going to come through strong. Steve's good at basketball. I expected Steve to win, and also the Phonesex guy. We rewatched that on one of our watch nights, and that guy's a classic side character. Steve's way more memorable, so it makes sense that he won.
All right, next up we have John Fake Orgasm, Simon Dad versus John Fake Orgasm, and what happened here?
Simon Dad did not show up. And Fake Orgasm, I mean, like, what is this? This is an 8 versus a 9. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a pretty close one. There's only a 3-point difference there, yeah.
And Fake Orgasm was a 9. He was the lower seed.
Yeah.
Blew it out of the gate with a 23-15.
Yeah.
Destroyed on that one.
Not faking those roles. I'm really happy that happened. I like that. Like that character. Love the actor, Mark Feuerstein. So good for him. We'll have to let him know that he advanced.
And next up, we have 5-seeded Big Bone Tom against Thomas Shower, the Catholic off-Broadway playwright who showers after sex. And our main man, a few people have BBT. Big Bone Tom going to BBT, going to the championship, winning, taking it all. And there's still a chance that can happen because Big Bone Tom pulled it out 28-22.
BBT heads. A lot of BBT heads in the chat.
BBT heads in the chat. People love BBT on our live stream, and we've made contact with BBT. Craig Gass, the comedian.
BBT is confirmed for the podcast.
Yeah, he's going to be on the podcast. We might try to have him on a live stream. BBT, we're all about BBT.
Yeah.
All right.
Up next, we have Walker Lewis, who Miranda hooked up with pre and post baby, versus Ted the Spanker Fetish. Yeah. And
this is a weird close one just in Miranda's life, if you think about it. These are just two random guys that came in at times, you know, that she kind of needed someone, and they both kind of came and went.
Ted Walker came Lewis into, really performed.
Ted came into her life. Ted the Spanker came into her life when she was in need of a little more discipline.
Yeah, exactly. and then she clearly, you know, didn't really know. She didn't know how to behave because he walked out when she found a spanking video.
That's right. And Walker walked in and into the championship.
Yeah, Walker took
into
that
round
one.
Two.
Walker, yeah.
All right.
Detective
Stevens.
Versus Ethan, who is the porn watcher.
Yeah.
And where'd
Detective
this go,
Stevens,
John?
Where'd this one go to, John?
This went to D. Steve's.
D. Steves, 25-18. D. Steves rolled that one right up. You know, he's a man of the law. He showed up. Mm-hmm. He did the right thing.
And this one's important. Right. This next one we have Skipper versus Dirty Talker.
Aaron the Dirty Talker.
Aaron the Dirty Talker was on the side. He was talking trash to Skipper. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Hey, nice websites and nice ass."
Yeah, exactly.
He's bringing his dirty talk to the court.
Yeah, totally. And Skipper ate like three bowls of cereal before the game, you know, just to really give him some carb to fuel it up.
And he stretched and warmed up while he was inside of his current girlfriend. That's how committed he was to.
He is a racehorse, actually. Yeah. He is a stud.
he's a stud.
Skipper pulled that one out.
He's a stud horse.
Up next, we had Skipper won. Paul, played by Jim Gaffigan, who poops with the door open, versus Marathon Man. Both ass-related characters. And our boy Jim Gaffigan took that one down.
27 pretty points. Pretty, pretty, he did great on that one.
Yeah, he strong took roll. It took it to the hole with the door open. All right, we got Robert Leeds versus Lance Braces.
We still haven't met Robert Leeds, but we know he's a powerhouse and performed in this bracket.
Yeah, he took this one down. He really took Lance Braces to the hole. Beat him on that one. So that's Miranda's bracket right there.
Robert Leeds. Let's... Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album. Pop Apologists. Pop Apologists.
Let's dive into Samantha's.
All right, let's go. Samantha.
This
let's
one's,
go from the bottom up. Let's go. Let's go from the bottom up.
Let's start with Richard and Richard and Friar Fuck. Is that where we're going?
Yeah. Right. Richard had an advantage. I think this role was pretty close, right?
This one was actually pretty close. Richard performed low in the low 20s, I believe. And I remember you saying like Firefuck was in striking distance. He could have beat him. But in the end, Richard pulled it out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go Richard. Now next up we have Turtle versus Sex Swing, Tom Sex Swing.
Oh my gosh.
This one was a close matchup. Now Turtle is a 7 seed. Tom is a 10 seed. We are much more emotionally closer to Turtle just because we've been obsessed with them since season one. Yeah. And thankfully Turtle pulled it out.
That's right.
I would have been heartbroken.
Pretty solidly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have our very first upset. Very first major upset. John, take it away.
We had Small Dick James versus Chip Kilkenny. We haven't met Chip Kilkenny yet, but a lot of people really liked him. And he, Chip Kilkenny was ranked 14. Small Dick James was 3. And Chip Kilkenny really just brought it to the house. He is what people said he was. And he was a power player in this tournament.
I got to say, I was really hoping for Small Dick James to go through because he stayed for a lot of episodes. But even in the roles that you were doing, John, he pulled up a couple of one roles, which is the smallest role you can do.
Turns out he's a small dick Jimmy.
Yeah.
There you go. Small dice James.
Small dice Jimmy.
Next up we have the Fireman versus Sam Jones.
No. Sam Jones.
Oh yeah.
That's his
Sam.
Name. Sam.
And Fireman, if you remember from the second season comptroller episodes, strong character.
Strong comedic character. Timing.
I mean, wonderful. Just can
hero.
Just
he's a hero.
Stare right through the lens. Yeah.
Absolute hero.
Fireman pulled it out.
He pulled it out. Fireman Sam Jones didn't really show up in that one.
No.
Ladies
he didn't.
And gentlemen, our next biggest upset, which this I'm very pleased about, because if you guys can attest to this, I submitted my bracket and then 5 minutes before recording, I made an amendum, and I said, I want to change this particular matchup. We have Maria, who's ranked 4, versus Garth the Dildo Model at 13. What happened, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin, what happened in this one?
Sorry, I tried to take a screenshot and I turned on Siri. Sorry.
If you were watching the Zoom live stream of this, Kevin was trying to only get his mustache in frame so he looked like Garth the Dildo Model, because you kind of do. Yeah. You really do.
And a giant penis.
and weirdly, you figured out a way to mold it and sell it to people in your neighborhood.
I did.
Yeah.
It's a good side hustle during this time right now.
Listen, you gotta make money any way you can right now.
All
right.
And so, Garth took that one down.
Garth beat Maria.
It was
huge
insane.
Huge upset, everyone.
As big as Garth's dildo. It was that upset.
That's right.
Huge.
Man.
Huge.
All right.
Up next, we have a pretty obvious matchup next. Although they were, you know, a 5 seed versus a 12 seed, Farmer Luke versus Funky Spunk. There was no doubt in my heart. Was there any doubt in yours?
You know, you care about Farmer Luke a little more than me. I feel like Len is my Farmer Luke. Like, but yeah, I mean, I have Farmer Luke going on, but I wouldn't have minded Bobby Cannavale going on.
I love Cannavale.
Unfortunately, Farmer Luke pulled this out. He brought him
to the silo.
He pulled this win out like he pulls on a couple of cow's udders to get that morning milk.
That's right.
Yeah.
He milked Cannavale pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, next up is Farmer Len. All right. Now,
Farmer Len, he's been every harvest season, he grows that ponytail out.
That's right.
He really does.
And, he had a good seed, but he watered that seed and it turned into a feather, I don't know, earring. Never mind. Okay. So, this is close though.
He's an old vine.
He's an old vine.
This was like the matchup to watch.
This is what you would have tuned into if this were
Len
on TV.
It was Thor just versus two Len. Heavyweight champs going against each other. And I think I didn't see it coming, but Len woke up. He went to the bathroom, looked down, and in his old gray pubes, there was a lightning bolt.
Thor shaved it in there.
I have Len going to the the Elite Eight.
It's a bracket buster right there.
That right there fucked my whole thing. I don't care about Thor at all. I'm heartbroken over that loss.
This was a very crazy bracket.
Can I just prepare everybody, and John, then you can go on and take this, but I just want to say that the heartbreak that I experienced with Len is just a foretaste for what else might have to go down in this bracket. So go ahead, John.
Good Lord.
So we have a character we've never met before, Smith Jared. A lot of people like him. And then there's a character, JJ Mitchell, reporter, 2 episodes. He takes his shot when he can, ends up jerking off in the bathroom because he can't get it up. Smith versus JJ. And this has got to be the biggest upset of the year.
Yeah.
So
it's unbelievable.
It's the way it went down is Smith Jared rolled a 24, and that means he rolled a 14. So there was 5 die. That means you can get up to 30 points, and then he had a 10-point advantage. So he rolled 14, and then he got 24, which is not. I mean, that's
a good roll.
Yeah, that's a good roll. 24 is a good roll. JJ Mitchell, would have had to get JJ Mitchell rolled a 27. All right. That means he had a few sixes and a few fives, and he brought it. I mean, you just have to respect it that in the past, he's had some performance issues. You know, he hasn't been able to perform on the court. I feel like he came here, he experienced the embarrassment of that, and he got his shit together and said, you know what, this is my time to play.
Do you think JJ Mitchell? Do you think he's like the Rudy of this championship?
Yeah, 100%.
Of this tournament, that he just shows up and he has the game of his life when it's time to perform.
We talked about JJ being looking like a poor man's Hamilton, poor man's Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he did not throw away his shot this time.
No.
He seized it.
No, he
and just crushed it.
There's one thing about JJ Mitchell is that he's young, he's scrappy, and he's hungry. All right.
That's right.
My roommate had to check on us to make sure that I was okay, because he was like, what are you yelling about? And I was like, so there's this character named Smith Jared. He's everyone's favorite. The fans are going to fucking kill us. We just rolled the dice. I swear it happened. And he's like, all right, dude.
Okay, man.
Okay. Right,
man. It's there. So, all right, let's hop into Charlotte's bracket here.
All right.
We want to start from the top.
Charlotte's bracket was like I said, very much like Charlotte. Exactly what you think. We had Harry versus Michael, who's the forced blowjob guy. Harry, if I remember correctly, Harry just had an outstanding role.
Yeah, Harry 33, unbelievable role. Yeah,
unbeatable.
Harry did what you would think Harry would do. He would show up. He would do his job. He'd be sweating. He'd have stuff all over his face, and he would still do great.
And he'd be like, bagel in hand. I got you a win. I also got your fucking apartment. What else do you want? We don't even need to go for it. So yeah, he rolled his team, the guy he played didn't even have a chance to win. So
yeah,
Harry moved on.
Next we have Brad, who's up the butt versus Tom Handyman. This was another close match.
Yeah, this is a 9 versus an 8. Yeah,
but I think the classic character really really prevailed here.
Yeah,
he took it up the butt and into the second round.
That's right. Brad took it down.
One of the most classic episodes of Sex and the City. So I'm glad he went on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm glad Brad's still in the tournament. This next matchup was interesting. Shmuel versus Bram, the guy who falls asleep during sex.
And we got to say, Shmuel is very close to our hearts. We really like Shmuel.
We put Shmuel as a 5 seed, which was caused no controversy within our fan base because there's a lot of Shmuel love out there. But it was Shmuel did a low roll. He rolled a 20. Which was not, and that's with his advantage. Like, that was not great for him. So he rolled a 20, and then our angry Arthur had every opportunity.
Bram sleep sex.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bram sleep sex had every opportunity to do it. You have up to, with 20, you have up to 30 points you can get. He couldn't pull it out. He had an 18. So Shmuel moved
on. He slept on Shmuel. He slept on Shmuel.
You can't sleep on Shmuel.
Can't sleep on Shmuel.
If Shmuel would have been playing on a Saturday, maybe he wouldn't have even shown up because it was Shabbos.
Yeah,
but this was not a Saturday. This was any day but Saturday. Shmuel's ready
this
to
was
go.
A feast day. This was a feast day for
this
Shmuel.
This is a feast day. Okay. Yeah, he Shmuel brought the chariots of fire and he fucking slammed it to round two.
That's right. Yeah.
up next, we had Capote Duncan versus Angry Arthur, the puncher.
This is not really a surprise to me. Capote Duncan took this one home.
No, he wants to win tonight.
Capote totally wants to win. Yeah, he wants to have a game and a win tonight.
Can I just set you up for our next episode? Do you realize that our next episode, we're going to be doing Shmuel versus Capote Duncan? And it's going to be 5 versus 4, so it's basically even. Capote Duncan
Capote just has 3 points. 3 point advantage.
Just a tiny advantage, but Shmuel's going to have to be on his fucking game.
Yeah. All right. Let's move to the next one. The next one's a pretty big one too. We've got Alexander, the dirty talk guy with Charlotte, who calls Charlotte all the names, versus the rabbit. The rabbit is one of the strongest contenders in this thing. Who do you think? No.
We have Mike
Uncircumcised.
Sorry. My bad. I'm reading my bracket wrong. Mike Uncircumcised versus Alexander, the dirty talk guy. This was a pretty decent matchup.
Do you know what's funny is I looked at who I wrote moved on and I was like, who is Mike Flapper? And then I wrote and I realized I put that for Uncircumcised Flapper.
Oh my god,
Flapper.
Mike Flapper. All right.
This was a pretty good one, but this ended up pretty interesting.
I had Mike Flapper moving on, but no, it went to Alexander Dirty Talk.
I know. I had Mike Flapper moving on as well. Yeah.
I love that upset.
We're gonna see that bitch whore in the second round.
Yeah,
that's right. He has a tough road ahead though, because the next bracket was the rabbit versus Ned, who Charlotte meets at the funeral.
Yep.
And as you and everyone else can imagine, it wasn't even close. Girl needs a sex story every once in a while.
An absolute machine. Okay.
Literally.
All right.
Up next we had Steven, who is the guy that Charlotte thinks is gay, versus Justin Anderson, who she sleeps with when Bunny walks in on her apartment. And another upset here for Charlotte, but an appropriate one.
Yeah.
Justin Anderson, he's wealthy, he's well-to-do, he is the same breed as Charlotte, and she just she went for it, and he took that one down.
Yeah.
And then next up, there our final one for Charlotte, we have Trey versus Brad Badkisser. Now, yeah, I've heard Badkisser, we can get Brad Badkisser on the podcast. I have a friend who knows him. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to interview him. He was going up against one of the greats of all time. A lot of people in basketball don't realize, like, a two seed, like, a lot of times those are just as competitive. There's a lot of times two seeds win because there's the lack of expectation. So Trey is just went out with an incredible roll, a 29. So that means that Brad Badkisser would have had to roll four sixes and a five to tie. So Trey came out he lives almost a perfect life from the outside. And this was almost a perfect roll. We wouldn't have been able to see any of the cracks in his personality based on this roll.
Not at all. Yeah.
And he moved on.
It was insane.
Already he won. All right, let's move on to Carrie's bracket.
The big one. We'll end with Big Naden, just like we talked about that we rolled. First up, we have Dr. Bradley Migo versus thanks for that already. Ben from the Freak Show episode, 8 seed versus 9 seed, so a very close race, and it was a nail biter.
It was. This was actually a very tight one. I gotta say, I love Tweety Bird Ben. I love Tweety Bird Ben from the Freak Show. I feel like he really showed a different side of Carrie, but that's not how the game went. Everyone, Dr. Bradley Migo.
That's right,
Bradley Migo, the Hamptons doctor. Really pulled it out. Exactly.
Went to Migo. Now next up is massive. New Yankee versus Sean Bisexual. A lot of people have New Yankee going all the way to the championship. People love New Yankee.
One of the only guys in sports. New Yankee,
two?
I believe,
Three?
Is two episodes.
Two episodes, but left a season of impressions on our heart.
100%. Yeah.
And thankfully, we don't have him on the show anymore, but we will see more of him in round two because he was able to take down Sean Bisexual.
He took him to task. Yeah, totally. Okay, next one is a really huge one. We got one of the most controversial characters in all of Sex and the City, which makes one of them controversial in this tournament. We got Burger.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is like, Burger is like the team in Mighty Ducks. Okay, they're the bad team in Mighty Ducks. That it's like, listen, you don't like him, but he's good. All right, he's ranked fourth in Carrie's bracket. Like, he's going to be bringing the pain, so he's going to be a tough to beat. And I would watch out for Burger taking it all the way because he is a high seated character.
He's like
a cake eater.
Yeah, he's a what? He's a cake eater
from Mighty Ducks. Or we're going to go with Cobra Kai.
I was going to go with Cobra Kai. Yeah, he's like Cobra Kai in the
Karate studied Kid. He studied under Sensei John Kreese. Fear does not exist in his dojo.
That's
pain
right.
does not exist in his dojo. Defeat does not exist in his dojo.
Does a motorcycle exist in his dojo?
100%.
Not really. No.
Does some snarky comments?
It does, but he doesn't know how to drive it.
Yeah.
What's in this dojo? Oh, just a motorcycle I can't ride and a little jealousy and resentment. How do you like that? Your dojo.
Also, if you walk around the dojo, eventually you'll find all 52 cards of a deck just scattered all over the dojo.
That's right.
It's going to take you a while.
With coronavirus all over all 52. I was like, why'd you start that? What the fuck?
Come on, Burger. All right.
That being said, Burger did pull out a victory against Kurt Harrington.
He did. He beat Kurt Harrington.
Now, next up is huge.
Another fan favorite, Bill Kelly, the comptroller versus Von Wiesel, the author whose mother falls in love with Carrie.
That's right. So this is basically John Slattery versus Justin Theroux. This is a huge actor up. This is a huge actor matchup.
Unbelievable.
John Slattery versus Justin Theroux. Huge.
Slattery took it down.
Slattery took him to task.
BK Dimasels. Bill Kelly Dimasels.
Yeah. We kind of spoiled this one. I mean, Petrovsky, who we haven't met before, but no, played by Baryshnikov against John McFadden. Petrovsky, I think one of the best scores that you can get.
He got a 34,
34, which was the highest score. Crushed.
Highest score you could have got. That's perfect. That was just pure
35
all around.
Is perfect.
35
is
perfect.
No, 40. Technically, if you were a one seed, you could have rolled a 40.
So Petrovsky, what was his roll? His perfect roll would have been 35?
Let's see, his perfect roll, he was...
He's a number three seed.
So he had a five and a... He had an 8-point advantage. So technically, he could have rolled a 38.
Wow. But that's
34 to 38 is pretty dang good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Pork Pie versus Bon Jovi here.
Pork Pie versus Bon Jovi. We got two musicians fighting against each other. We got We got what's Pork Pie's actual name?
Ray King.
Ray King, the jazz musician with ADD versus John Bon Jovi.
And
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
This was a 1-point roll off, right? Was it close?
It was close, but I don't think Bon Jovi showed up as much. I don't know if it was that close.
Pork Pie was in striking distance, but he ultimately prevailed.
Yeah, yeah. Bon Jovi was only halfway there, living on a prayer.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't sound like jazz. It wasn't. I was going to play some jazz, and it just was not the. Okay, go ahead.
All right, the big two, Aiden versus Jake, the character played by Bradley Cooper, 2 seed versus 15 seed.
Great
matchup.
Who's Keith Travers? No, we're doing Aiden first. Aiden versus Jake.
Yeah, we're doing Jake. Aiden. We're ending with Big. So this
Sorry.
Is Aiden versus
Apologies.
Bradley Cooper.
That's my bad. Okay.
And right. as you would expect, Aiden pulled that one out. And lastly,
but I will say about Aiden, he rolled a 27, and that was beatable. He was beatable in that moment.
It was close. So. Yeah, Jake would have had to really show up. Yeah. To beat him.
All right, and then
Finally. Big versus Keith Travers.
Big rolled a 24. He was able to be beat. It was 24-20.
Yeah.
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 He did not necessarily show up. He came to the cabin a little battered, a little tired, a little depressed, a little drunk.
Yeah. He was like, I can play her, but she can't play me.
He was smelling like cheap whiskey and whores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he pulled it out, as Big does. Big can kind of half does. Show up in life and win every time.
That's right.
So
yeah, that's that. That's the first round in the books.
That's so unbelievable. So listen, we're going to post all of that. I will say this is one of the most niche things we've done, but I was like, our hearts were pounding.
Oh yeah.
It was unbelievable.
And
it was great.
We're from 64 up to 32, 64 teams down to 32.
Yeah.
I want you guys to look through real quick and just say, who are you saddest to see go? This is, I Will Remember You is playing in the background by Sarah McLachlan.
That's right.
It was great to have you, but you can't be here anymore. I gotta say, I'm bummed about two. Len is my number one, and then I'm also sad to see Marathon Man go because, you know, I just think, you know, it'd be nice to have a little more kink diversity. Mm-hmm. And he was just down to clown in that booty, and it's sad to see him go.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty sad to see Small Dick James go. I feel like Small
Me
Dick
too.
James.
Me too.
I feel like Small Dick James. You know what? Like it was never going to work out between him and Sam, but they really gave it a shot, and I'm really sad he didn't show up in the first round. Really am.
Yeah. Mine would probably be Len. I'm very very sad that Len succumbed to Thor, and also Smith. I know we've never met Smith, but everyone loves him. I know a lot of people had him in the finals, so
it's I feel like a lot of people are going to be sad about that.
I know.
I feel like a lot of people are going to be really sad.
It'll make an interesting bracket too. And it will. And remember, there are stakes for this. Thank you for everyone who participated.
Yeah.
$5 towards the Sheldrick Trust, and the winner of all this, whoever it is, a voicemail from Charlotte
Kristen
herself.
That's right,
Kristen Davis, the queen of the Upper East Side,
leaves That's your right. voicemail greeting. Amazing. Well, How everybody. About, Oh,
all
go
right.
ahead, Kevin.
Sorry.
No,
yeah.
It's okay.
I just want to say, in all honesty, so good to hang with you dudes.
It's
yeah,
great.
This was amazing.
I feel like we're all three really we're connected, even though we're not right by each other. And
yeah.
some of my closest boys.
I want to say to everyone listening, please stay safe, be smart, stay inside. I know this is gonna be a tough couple weeks. Or months or however long this lasts, but thank you for being a part of what we do. We really want to dig in and ride this thing out with all of you. So
yep.
Thank you for listening. And I just really hope that everyone, is able to stay safe.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, keep checking out episodes and also check out our Patreon. We're putting a new one up this week. And so there's more stuff. I'm sure that you have time to fill. So, we're going to put that up for you and check out our Instagram messages. We love getting messages from you guys. We love getting messages and any of that stuff. It's just great to hear from you. So thanks so much.
Yeah. Yep. And we'll do our best to get back to all of you and to get a new episode up soon. And can't wait to get together and see how round two goes.
Yeah.
That's right.
All
right.
Bradness.
All right.
All right. We'll see you
Bye-bye.
Later.
See ya. Bye.
All right. Let's cut out.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cavan, John Sieber, and Kevin James Doyle. The show is produced by Jeremy L. Balin. For more information on the guys, check out their website at bradshawboys.com, on social media at The Bradshaw Boys, and if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.